Much of the discussion Friday centered around replacement of Petersburg's North Harbor, currently number 2 on the City Council's capital project priority list. That project has $7 million in funding secure, but needs another $2 million to cover full replacement of all the floats and stalls in place now. Harbor Master Gloria Ann Wallen said she wanted to seek construction bids for the project in January and said the city could not wait to seek additional money from the state.
I would like to have a bond in place so that if the legislature does not, the funding doesn't come through, we actually can move forward to award those addendums, because if we don't, we're looking at mobilization costs. We're looking at it taking a number of years to get the funding to go to, say, a phase two, and it will double the cost. And maybe if we have a bond in place or we have a loan in place and the state comes through, then maybe we don't have to. Then we can cancel the loan.
The harbor is still paying back a 2006 bond issue for South Harbor work at $118,000 a year for 15 years. Another bond issue would require voter approval, and Wallen wondered about the possibility for a special election to seek that approval. She said paying back a $2 million 20-year bond issue would cost the harbor $160,000 a year. The Harbor Department is also looking at a budget shortfall this year of $88,000 and also wants to fund depreciation, basically putting away money in anticipation of replacing other docks and floats in the future. Because of all that, the Harbor Board has been looking at raising moorage rates and other harbor fees. Wallen presented a table of rate increases that would be needed to cover the shortfall, the North Harbor bond, and depreciation. Petersburg's current rate of just over $34 a foot could go to $38, $48, or even $61 a foot to cover those costs. Councilors asked Wallen about her recommendations for rate increases.
It's not what staff's advocating, but this is we're just putting these numbers out.
Staff
is advocating getting 100% of the raw fish tax to the harbor and being the number one capital project for the North Harbor.
Currently, the city's general fund receives the first $400,000 of money from the raw fish tax. That's a state tax on seafood landed locally and exported out of state. Anything above that amount goes to the harbors. City Manager Steve Giesbrecht said the city's general fund does not have other money to make up for sending more of that money onto the harbor. He also did not think there was enough time for a bond issue vote.
Guys, we're circling back to basically one of two things, which is a bond election. It has to be a special election that the public has to vote on. That my guess is you can't get done by January. I mean, I'm just guessing, but I don't think you can. And you're back to looking at the project and taking it, saying, okay, we're going to have to reconfigure what we're doing.
The latest plans for North Harbor have a base project, which would be covered by the $7 million in hand. However, the remaining $2 million is needed to fund additional alternatives for all of the floats and stalls currently in place. Wallen said waiting to build those additional alternatives would bump up the price tag for the project, and harbor user Bob Dolan encouraged the elected officials and staff to complete the project.
You know, I told you, I'm the guy, you know, you throw the line out to the guy halfway, he swims in, and you pull it all the way in. Finish the job. You don't do 80% of the job and then pay another 50% to finish the last 20%. I mean, finish the job, define the job, and get it done.
Meanwhile, City Councilor John Hogue encouraged the Harbor Board to do as much of the project as it could with the money already in hand, prompting a question from Harbor Master Wallen.
Do you want to start working on depreciation at any point?
I think depreciation can be put off for a bit if you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's prudent financial management, but we're talking about getting something done that means a lot.
Yeah.
And if that means that you got to defer putting up a depreciated account for a year to spend all that money on the North Harbor, as far as I'm concerned, so be it.
Increasing moorage rates to $48 a foot would make Petersburg the priciest harbor in Southeast, while bumping it up to $61 would make it the highest in the state, along with Kodiak. A harbor rate hike requires approval of an ordinance and 3 readings before the council, and that could be on the agenda later this fall. The Harbor Board plans to come up with a recommendation for a rate increase that would go before the council. while city staff will look into additional funding options for the North Harbor project. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.